morning, everybody. This is South Park, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Coast Organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97, a good amateur practice. This South Coast server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by KZ8CGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact is made with another station, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such, and all stations will be worked in the order in which they check in. Information regarding our ATF operation may be found at www.southcars.com. And for our digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. I am Rebecca, KV4QX, and I am doing the readings portion for your net today. Your net control is Jim, KV4QI, and we are located in Franklin, Georgia. We have a current temperature of about 56 degrees, and we're expecting a high of 72. It's cloudy, but we do have the sun peeking through. We're not looking for any rain or anything to mess up a beautiful, beautiful Easter Sunday. All right. And then I'm about to turn it over to Mr. Jim, and but our Jim's backup for today is Gordon KY6Z. All right, Jim, I'm going to turn this net over to you, my friend. This is KB4QX.
All right. And let me see here. I might have grabbed that too quick, but let me grab it again. Now then, I didn't want that time to accumulate on us here. All right, do we have any emergency or priority traffic come down? Okay, that's where we'd like to hear a clear channel. Just what we want to hear. How about birthdays? Here we don't want to hear clear channel. So, stack them out just a little bit and let's see who all's had birthdays last week, next coming week, any week, the last two or three months, something or other. anybody celebrate the birthday? Well, okay then. That'll be all right too. That's Cassie says that means ain't nobody getting older. Alright, this portion of this net anyway is the Easter. That's kind of obvious for Easter Sunday here. And I guess everybody's gotten up this morning and gotten in their Easter baskets and gotten all the candy out, all that sort of stuff. So, let's find out about Easter, which that's what we're going to find out about. So, what we're going to do, I got a script here, all right, but I have no intention of using all of this, because it would be nothing but a broadcast if I used all this stuff. Wow. But I would like to use this stuff actually pertaining to Easter. And so let's get the first dose of that, then we'll start the check-in. So we'll go to my reader, Miss Becky, and give us the first dose of the script, please, ma'am. KV4QX, KV4QY.
Thank you, Jim. This is KV4QX. And, as Jim pointed out, this is Easter Sunday. And we've noticed over the years that the Easter Sunday does not fall the same at the same place on the calendar. It's always in the same time frame, but it's not. You have to basically look at the calendar to find out when it is. And I found it was interesting because the material that Kathy sent to us had that information, but I'm going to shorten it down a little bit. When you get down to the nuts and bolts, you go, when is Easter? First of all, you locate March 21st on your calendar. So that's, and then you want the first full moon following March 21st. And then you want the first Sunday after that. So all of that could take place as early as March 22nd or as late as April 25th. So Easter's going to fall somewhere between March 22nd and April 25th each year. But that's what you look for. You go to the vernal equinox, which is March 21st. Then you want the first full moon after that. And then you want your first Sunday following that. All right. I'm going to turn it back over to Jim, KV4QY. Turn it back over to you, my friend. This is KV4QX.
All right. My goodness. look up there on your calendar, and when it's March Easter, that's going to be it. I don't want you to know when it's full moon, but anyway, that's all right, too. Now then, let's go and see if we got some chickens for this morning, and you can use your suffix only, that'll be fine. And by the way, we didn't say it, but I'll say it now. This net is being recorded, and if you participate in this net, you will be a part of that recording. And it is recorded so that we can put it in our podcast and others can hear it. It cannot be here live and in person, you know. So, let's take off here and see what we got. This is WGB, although it ain't no such thing. This is KV4QY. Check in, suffix only. Over.
6, Victor.
Victor Hotel.
Sierra United, November.
November, X-ray, India.
All right. Looks like we've got a pretty good crowd here. Got 4 in the first bounce. We'll take this 4 and see what else we can get into. We start out with 6 Victor, our alternate net control, or our backup net control, or whatever you want to call him. I think they used to call him something else over there. Word, but anyhow, whatever you want to call him, let's try 6 Victor, KV4QY.
Well, thanks, Jim. Good morning again. You know the old adage, call me anything you want, just don't call me late for dinner. Gordon, KY6V, good morning to you, Steve. Good morning to you, Mike. Thanks to you, Jim and Rebecca, for running the show here this morning. We've got sort of a yucky day, at least at the moment. We're sort of overcast and cloudy. I really haven't seen the sun try to peek out yet, but maybe it will. We're currently at 64 degrees and supposed to plummet up to about 78 during the course of the day. I've looked at the radar. I don't see any rain of any magnitude within the state of Florida. So I don't think our parade's going to get wet unless it's later this afternoon. Wind is up a tad. We're doing about 10 miles an hour right now out of the west-southwest. Or west-northwest, excuse me. HF number is 371. And I had read that portion of the script early on this week, Rebecca, about how to determine when the bloomin' devil Easter should be officially. And I parallel that with the same problem we fight all the time here on South Cars in figuring out what time it is at different points of the world. And who's on daylight saving times, and who isn't on daylight saving time, and who's not changing their hour at the top of the hour, or some do it at the half hour point, and so on and so forth. And Mike, I saw the stuff that you sent to Kathy, and that was very interesting also. So have fun, Jim. I'm here sipping on coffee. KY6V, back to Nat.
All right. Very good. Well, I guarantee you, it's a complicated rigmarole to go through. And then you're going to have a calendar anyway, because you can't tell when the moon's full unless you got a clear shot of it. We ain't got one, so right now it's cloudy or partly cloudy. It was worse yesterday than it is today, but neither one of them, you wouldn't have known whether it was a full moon or not unless you had a calendar to tell you. And because you didn't have no moon, you could see. So, so the first full moon after the 21st, all this other stuff. I'm glad I ain't got to figure that out here. But anyway, this is all something to figure with, I reckon. All right, let's see. Victor Hotel. This is KB4QY. I think I did give my name is Jim, in case I didn't give it to somebody the wrong way out, whether I did not. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Jim. Good morning, Rebecca. Good morning to everyone on board the net this morning. KF5VH Steve from Lafayette, Louisiana. Jim, it sounds like it might have been easier for you to change your name than change your call sign. 63 degrees and clear right now this morning, looking for 80 degrees. A very nice day and happy Easter to everyone. I wanted to relate a little game that's played here on Easter. Many people have lots and lots of eggs that have been colored for the season. And let's face it, you can only eat so many boiled eggs. So what they play is a game here called Paquet. And everyone picks their Easter egg that they're going to play with, a hard-boiled egg. And what they do is they hold them firmly in their hands, and you get with someone else, and you tap the eggs together. And with some eggs, it's quite a bit more than just a tap. And the first crack in one of the eggs, the person that has the crack is the loser, and the way the game is supposed to be played, and that egg is given to the winner. But it's fun. You can play everyone against the winner and just play it in a chain, or if you have a lot of people, you can play it like a basketball playoff and have rounds. But it's a lot of fun and something to do with friends and family over Easter, and certainly something to do with all those eggs that you've boiled up and colored. That's it from here today. Everyone have a great day. KF5VH, back to you, Jim.
All right. This is KB4QI. Okey-doke, Steve. Well, yeah, I played that. I didn't know what they call it, but I done it anyway. And the only thing is the crowd that I was with, you had to eat the egg. That was a problem. You had to eat the egg, except the winner didn't have because it was a crack. But anybody that whose egg was cracked, he had to sit down and eat that one. Just throw the egg away. Oh, my mother would climb your frame in a hurry for wasting the egg. Yeah, buddy. And I was funny when I was a young fella. I did not like egg yellow. I liked the white. It was fine. But I didn't like the yellow. So, I'd rather just have the winning egg, and that was all right. But as years went by, I grew out of that foolishness. And I love them now. I believe I could play that game, and I'd hope to lose. Because I love eggs, boiled eggs. Let's see, Mrs. Smith, I believe we got coming up next year. And, boy, you give me a script to go through with. I can tell you that. Good morning. K6SUN. About to move you to Foreland. Yeah. You out there in California, Florida. K4CY. Good morning, Kathy.
Well, good morning, gentlemen Jim and Miss Rebecca. This is Kathy, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, or I would say AKA Mrs. Smith. Like Gordon says, it's not a very nice day here in South Florida, but it's typical, on Easter, if you recall years past, Good Friday, it usually rains, and then I think it's so many weeks after that, it continues to rain either on the Friday or the Sunday. But thinking years back, that's exactly what's happened. But since Gordon and I do not have family here, our day will be very simple. We will have a small ham and a nice dinner, but we're in the process of packing, and both of us are probably aching from that yesterday. But we'll try to relax a little bit. But I wanted to share some thoughts with you. Jim and everyone listening, if you ever want to know when the full moon is, you can just ask me. You see it in the students. You see it in some people. They sort of revert to what I call Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But I always know when the full moon's going to be there. So it used to be around spring break, Easter. Now this year it's the 20th. In past years, sometimes it's been in March and in early April. But let me pause here for just a moment, and I would like to share past Easters when my son was growing up. Jim and Rebecca, I have only one son. Right now he's about 35 years old, but as he was growing up, it was a tradition to do the coloring of eggs and, the hard-boiled eggs and the big baskets of chocolate. But I always made some kind of stuffed animal for him, and I think I relate it to being either was an Easter bunny stuffed or it was the Care Bears. So as he was growing up until he got probably to the point that he didn't want that any longer, that's what I usually did. I really went all out for Easter. But because I've been by myself for so many years, don't do much of that. Don't get chocolate. Don't do much with the hard-boiled eggs, but I do love the eggs. And actually, thinking of that, I think I'll make Gordon some breakfast this morning with some bacon and some eggs. So with that, Jim, I'm going to turn it back to you. And thank you so much for running the session this morning, you and Rebecca. And everyone else sent you a happy Easter email, so hopefully you'll look at that. But have a great day. Back to you, Jim, from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
All right, Miss Cassie. Yes, sir. Well, that's good. I always try to go out come big for Easter too. We live there at Stone Mountain, very near Stone Mountain. Yeah, it was in Decatur. Well, it was actually in non-incorporated DeKalb County, but I was between Decatur and Stone Mountain. That's where I was. And so they was there, and of course they have a giant Easter egg hunt over at the mountain. So we went over there several times as a kid to enjoy a major Easter egg hunt. And I done forgot how many thousands of eggs they put out over there. But they put out a full case of eggs, and I think it was some big old things. It has 3 dozen, I believe it is, 3 dozen per layer. And then there's several layers in there. I don't know how many kids, but they had one of them, and then they had candy eggs galore too. And so I had a rather big Easter egg hunt over there. Plus, we generally had one around the house there too. But we went out, had a big feast and such stuff. And so let's see, where we go here. NXI, KV4, QY. Good morning. I'll try him again. NXI, you still with us?
Well, I think the Easter Bunny got him, Jim. He's still connected, over.
Well, I guess he got a telephone call or something or other. So we'll just stuff him in the background and get to him a little bit later. Now, let's see here. Let's go over here and find out if we got another fact about Easter. So, come in here, Miss Becky, and tell us something else about Easter.
All right. If you're wanting to keep these pretty short and sweet, well, just touch on some of the colors you see around Easter time. Purple is the traditional color of Easter, which symbolizes the union of love as well as repentance with pain. Purple is also a royal color of kings and nobility. And one of the reasons for that is because purple dye was so expensive and only the wealthy could afford it. White is also a color surrounding Easter, which represents purity. Yellow for April means sunlight and radiance. It's also seen quite a bit with Easter too. All right, if you want to pull in another little tidbit, I'll pull in another tidbit. All right, you want a little bit more info on this go-round. All right, with our quite a few Easter parades that go on today, some areas more so than others. People get dressed up with new clothes, marching along the street to welcome the spring. In England, it was once considered bad luck to be seen on Easter Sunday wearing old clothes. Today, people wear old clothes and new clothes both for Easter. But many still buy a new Easter outfit. Here in the United States, there is a traditional New York City parade along Fifth Avenue, and there's some other there's another famous one on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And what about your area? Does your city or town or somewhere close by have Easter parades? Or what celebrations do y'all do for Easter? This is KV4QX. I'll turn it back over to you, Jim.
All right. There you go. We used to have new outfits. I was a growing lad, and so I'd have to have a new suit every Easter because I sure couldn't wear last Easter stuff. But I always got Palm Beach beige, and I'd always get two pair of pants, the beige and the brown, but with a Palm Beach beige coat, made a sports suit or a dress suit, and I loved it. Every year I look forward to my new Palm Beach suit. So I knew what I was going to get. I just looked forward to it. All right, let me see. Let me try the NXI again, and let's see if he's gotten back. And then we'll try for both check-ins. NXI, TV4QY. Well, I guess he got hung up on the telephone, sure enough. Must got one of my calls. Always takes an hour or two.
Yeah, or three or four.
Oh, my goodness. So, let's try for check-ins. Additional check-ins, suffix only. KB4QI.
November, actually, India.
One India.
Sierra United, November.
All right, we'll go with these three. See if we can make it this time. NXI, KB4QY, go ahead, sir.
Well, good morning, Jim, Kathy, Gordon, Paul, and everybody aboard. This is WA1NXI, Mike, in the great state of Maine here. Jim, I did try to come back to you both times, but I'm trying to figure out this new phone that I got. And I guess there's a little beep after you get done transmitting. I have to wait for that little beep sound. If I hit transmit before that, the microphone, the little picture of the microphone comes up, and it says transmitting, and I was halfway through checking in, and I heard you say, well, I'll try him again, and then couldn't figure out how to get back to the other screen. Well, anyway, I think I got it figured out, and good morning to everybody, and happy Easter. And not a whole lot going on here, Jim. I'm going to head over to my youngest son's, Mikey's, around 4 or so, and meet my wife, my XYL there, after she gets out of work, because she had to work on Easter Sunday. As it would go. And I guess that's about it, Jim. Happy Easter and good net. I probably won't be hanging out for the whole net. I'm going to grab the chainsaw and head over to my other son's house and start on next year's firewood today, get a jump on it, drop it down to the ground so it'll start drying for next year. We did pretty well this year. No chimney fires. And clean the chimney every month, and some months twice a month, Jim, so there you go. But I did actually price a new chimney yesterday, and I'm still trying to let that absorb. I was like, wow, for that metal Vestas pipe is pretty deep in my wallet. But anyway, good night and good talking to everybody, and happy Easter. WA1NXI, back to net.
Oh, to do. That's Bobby Fan. And, well, it's doing good that time. I'll get me going now, Mike. But, the audio is kind of low. So, sometime when you got a little time to fool with it, you might think of you increase the audio some. I copied you all right, but I had to crank the volume on this talk here pretty high, and that reminds me I better crank it back down here. Somebody will be somebody will be here in a minute and scare me half to death. But anyway, that worked out very good, very clear as far as that goes. And it sounds just like you. So wouldn't have no trouble with that. It just would have been lowered in the audio. All right, we'll be recording this bit and put it on the website in case you want to get it down and listen to it all when you get back. All that sort of stuff. Let's see, One India, this is KB4QI. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jim, Rebecca, and everyone else on the net. Happy Easter to South Cars. This is Paul, WQ1I, Danbury, Connecticut. Looks like a beautiful sunny day today. I think it's only going to go up to about 60, but we'll take it. I think the weather's actually supposed to be nicer tomorrow, which has been the trend around here lately. Our best weather has been while we're all at work. And that seems to be the trend, so it's only going to get better from here. Easter, no special plans here. Don't really celebrate Easter. Celebrate, to some extent, Passover. And the holidays are definitely related and connected. So I'm not making Easter eggs or anything, but I did the other night, for the first time in my life, attempt matzo ball soup, which is a Jewish delicacy, traditional around Passover time, Easter time, and one of those things that, you know, Grandma or Aunt Goldie or somebody like that would always make, but none of those other people are around to do it anymore for me, so I decided to give it a shot. It came out pretty darn good, I have to say, so. I hope everybody has a wonderful day today, a beautiful day today with their family or whatever it is that they're doing. And my best wishes to everyone this Easter on South Cars. WQ1I, back to net.
All right. Well, that's real good. And, we've been on our Bible study. We do a Bible study about 4 days a week. And on the Bible study for the last 2 or 3 weeks, whatever it's been, we've been covering the Lent. So we try to get it all in that Lent and Easter and Passover and everything like that. And we had just gone through the Passover scriptures. I don't know, about a month ago, we were down there in Exodus and read the Passover. In fact, we're currently going through the entire Bible. And we started with the New Testament. Now we're up to Numbers in the Old Testament. So that's what we've been up to, along with with Lent and Passover and all of it. And we're doing pretty well with all that. And then we've been rather busy with it. I don't want to go half lunch today. Probably some roast pork roast today. But we normally have ham or something like that, but we just gonna do something different. this could be different, I guess. Yep. All right. Yeah. All right, yeah. Down in. It's over to Miss Kathleen or Miss Tuttle's house. That's what we'll do. Yeah, over there. Miss Tuttle's was kind of ugly. she's feeling better today. K6, SUN. KD4, QY. Go ahead, Kathy.
Well, good morning once again, Jim and Rebecca. And this is Kathy, Kilo 6 Sierra, United November. And I want to welcome Kenton. He connected to us today, and we've been chatting in the text box. And he says that his wife is a school teacher in St. Petersburg down here. So he's asked me to sign him up for membership. So I want to welcome him. And his call sign is N9. DPS, and he also said he used to be a police detective, and he's retired. So welcome this morning, Kenton. Hopefully you'll come aboard and tell us what your plans are for Easter. But Jim, I wanted to make a couple comments when Rebecca was talking about the colors, the purple and the pink. You know, when I used to decorate, do floral arrangements, I always did the Advent. It was a little ring. And it was the pink and the purple, and I would decorate that. Haven't done that in years. But Easter outfits, I always used to make my own clothes up until, you know, I got too busy, and I'd always make outfits for my son. So the Easters, it would always be a brand new outfit that we would head to church with or head out. So I haven't done that for years. But let me pause here for a moment, and I'm going to throw a question out there to anyone, because this used to be a tradition up north, and I don't see it too often down south here. But let me pause for a moment. When I lived in the state of Michigan, on Easter, they used to have this gigantic Easter bunny, just like Santa Claus. And, you know, different things around, like the Easter big Easter bunny, the youngins could go and sit on the Easter bunny's lap and tell them what they wanted. They used to have a train that would go around the mall in a certain area. I don't see that too much down in the malls here. So I was just curious, do you ever see a big tall Easter bunny in the malls greeting those children and carrying a basket of goodies around? Because I don't see it too much down in the malls here in South Florida. So thank you, Jim and Rebecca, for picking me up. And Miss Cuddle seems a little better today. It's not stormy. She actually is sitting right beside me here. And actually she's waving at you, Jim. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Back to our net control.
All right. Yeah, and that new member is N9. Is that Delta Papa Sierra Break?
Yes, Jim. His call sign is N9 Delta Papa Sierra. And he's been talking to me in the text box. But he is. His name is Kenton, and he's from St. Petersburg, Florida. So I'll be adding him to our membership after the net, and actually send him that welcome letter. But we always want to welcome new people connected, and just thought I'd chat with him in the text box, and actually he's so happy to sign up. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jim.
All right. Very good. Yeah, he'll be about 22-something or other. 23 or 24, something like that. But anyway, that's very good. I did talk with 2222 yesterday and gave him his new number. So he's for me with that.
And
he's having a ball listening to the recording, to some of the special events that we've had, and he's in the process of doing all that. So, and that's available too for kids' information out there on our website, and he can go get them broadcasts and listen to them. Hear what we've been up to in the past. They get caught up right with us. Alright. Let's see. I'll take some got to suffer. So we'll get some more statistics. I have a time with that word anyway, so we got by that anyhow. Yeah, find a nice long one. KB4QX, KB4QY, go ahead.
Oh my, all right, here we go. The egg is a symbol of life. At one time, Chinese parents sent a red egg to relatives or friends when a baby was born. This was like an announcement card. And many of our Easter greeting cards are shaped kind of like eggs. You got the games of the rolling egg or the Easter egg hunt, and two popular games during this time of year. And those can be done pretty much any time and anywhere. And the purpose of rolling the Easter egg is to see who can roll their egg the farthest down the hill without breaking it. And in this case, the eggs are commonly raw and not hard-boiled, which makes them easier to break. With the Easter egg hunt, those eggs are usually hard-boiled and decorated, or they're going to be wrapped candy eggs or something in that line. And they're then hidden around the house or the yard to find on Easter morning. And with those, the child who gets the most eggs gets a special prize. And sometimes you actually have special eggs hidden for them to locate for other prizes. And that's in addition to whatever the Easter money should leave in that child's Easter basket. The most popular egg roll celebration is held at the White House in Washington, D.C. and began back in 1872, the Monday following Easter. There's also a untraditional Easter egg roll held annually at the National Zoo for Black Children. And this began over a century ago and due to segregation and racism. And it was when the White House first began the Easter egg roll, only the white children were allowed to participate. And this was also gave a special day for the other children to be able to participate, since, you know, at that point in time, segregation was just the way the world was, unfortunately. And anyway, that's why it was created, so that all children would have a special event to celebrate. I found my talkie back. He's away from me. Here in the United States, children gather on the lawn of the White House in Washington, D.C. and take part in blowing Easter eggs on the lawn. And in many European countries, eggs are hidden inside and outside of the garden, and then have an Easter egg hunt at that point in time. But the Easter bonnet, wearing hats, was popular here in the United States, and especially around the 1930s, it was getting a new Easter bonnet was popular. Irving Berlin celebrated this custom with his song Easter Parade that came out in 1933. And with the hats are no longer as popular as they were, getting a new Easter outfit is more of a tradition of the day, or a new pair of shoes. And in some areas of the United States, the bonnet has been replaced by some household decorative items, like a flower wreath for the door and other things. All right, I'm going to send this back over to Jim, and I hope y'all will come on board and give us some more check-ins. This is KB4QX. Head back over to you, Jim.
All right. Yes, sir. And, there's something else I had in mind. Now I forgot it. Candy bottle subject up, but I done forgot that. Well, I'm telling you, I'm getting real good. All right. Well, let's take some more check-ins. anybody anywhere. So think Tony. This is KB4QY.
Sierra United November.
Victor X-ray Papa.
Okay. We'll take it there. Sierra Unisys. Sierra Uniform November. This is KB4QY. Go ahead, Debbie.
Well, thank you, Jim. My question out there to you was about going into malls and seeing giant, you know, Easter bunnies walking around handing out candy and gifts in the malls, because I don't see it down here in Florida at all, but up north I used to see it all the time. Mr. Doug, GYF, put in the text box, and I was thinking about this way back, is you eat the ears first in a chocolate bunny, and then you work your way down. And so I saw that in the text box. But I wanted to make a comment about the Easter egg hunts. You know, I used to take Sean to those all the time. It was something that he could go around and get the eggs and feel he accomplished something. And the last time I took him, it seemed, just like you said, the most eggs, they'd get a prize. The parents of some of these children felt that was more important than letting the children have fun. So they actually pushed kids out of the way to get the eggs before that young child. And after that, and after the parents pushing young kids out of the way just so their child could have more eggs, I decided it was not something I wanted to do. And I wanted to share that with you. So with that, Jim, I'm going to go and make some breakfast and work in the background here. But it's been a fantastic net thus far. And hopefully you can get some more check-ins to come aboard and just tell us what their plans are for Easter. But it has been a good day so far. So back to you, Jim, from Kilo 6 Sierra United November. By the way, I think Gordon told you our temperature is about 70 degrees high today, I think of about 78. So back to you.
All righty, Miss Kathy. And, yeah, that was what I was wanting to comment on. The Easter Bunny, there was only one store that I can recall having the big Easter Bunny, like another Santa Claus, where you go up and sit on his lap and all that sort of stuff. Get your pictures taken and then all that stuff. But now they did have the train. They had the one they had in Atlanta was down in Riches, and they had one in Davidson too, but the one in Riches was an overhead train. It ran from the ceiling, hung on the track. And the kids got to ride all over the place. They covered the entire toy department, which was almost a floor in Rich's Annex. And I remember that. And that cat big train went all over the toy department, everywhere. And kids rode it. They had it up there for Christmas, and it was up there right on through, but it wasn't running except on Christmas and Easter. And there was something else, whether it was Thanksgiving, I believe it was Thanksgiving, was another event they would run that train for. About three of them a year, anyway. But I sure remember that. And the only one I ever saw of a big Easter Bunny was at Rich's. Davidson didn't have that. But anyway, there you go. Let's see here. All right, we had VHB. Yeah, let's go back over there. This is KI4, can be KV4, QY.
One of these days you'll get it right. N1VXB here. Yeah, I remember Easter. Oh, by the way, happy Easter to all. I remember kind of reading, and I remember in school that the reason for the lamb for Easter was the fact that lambs, going back on the religious holiday, they were sacrificed, and it was always the spring lamb was the food item. Nobody ever did really pork because they always thought that pork was slaughtered in the fall, and it took several months for hams to be cured. So that's where, you know, some people want ham for Easter, but I remember the primary meat was lamb, and in all the years I, you know, celebrated Easter with the family, it was always lamb. Once in a great while, we had ham, but it was basically the idea that ham, like I say, was a pork product which was slaughtered in the fall. Lamb was in the spring. And it got to the point where I noticed the price of lamb always seemed to go up quite a bit throughout the year, but was relatively inexpensive in the spring. But, you know, try to get it later. It was a little bit higher price. And let me drop for a second. I did see something on the, I think it was on the Weather Channel. They were showing that there was a Easter egg. Actually, it was a bunny in scuba gear hiding eggs underwater. And apparently it was for those kids that do snorkeling, because it wasn't very deep. They could go and try to find the Easter eggs. And I can't remember. I know it was in Florida, but I went to look for the website, and I could not find it. But I thought about the Easter egg hunts that I do remember up in Michigan, and also in Pennsylvania, where the big Easter egg, bunny was part of the Easter parades and other activities, where they would sit and have the children have their photos taken with the idea that it was a great time for the kids. And I can remember one time, this one child, first time ever seeing the big Easter bunny, and wasn't too happy. Took a while for the child to realize, no, Easter bunny's okay, but the first sight was like, I don't believe it. And like I said, it took a while. The kid finally settled down, and you know, you just couldn't pull the child away from the Easter bunny, because they thought that was the greatest thing. And you know, then Santa came around for Christmas, and same thing. But let me drop one more second. I always think that Easter is a great springtime after, you know, going through all winter. You know, it's a great time of the year for people to just get outside, really enjoy the spring flowers, and just say, okay, now summer is coming up, and we're just going to have a really good time. And always keep in mind that I know with tomorrow with the Boston Marathon, after the incident last year, that we have to keep in mind that we just, you know, keep everybody in our thoughts and prayers that the marathon goes on without any problems, and people get out to really enjoy it. And if those who haven't attended any kind of a marathon, it is a great, great idea of getting together and really enjoying the outdoor activities and You know, just something I always thought I'd love to run it, but physically I just can't do it. And always enjoy the just the great attitude of all the people together as enjoying the a sporting event that's just a lot of fun. And always show my support with the marathons as a great activity for everybody to get together with. N1TXP, back to net control.
All right. Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. This is TV4QY, by the way. And, yeah, and he's off the Boston Marathon. That's a big one. And, of course, I've never been to Boston, so I shouldn't have nothing to do with that, but I knew it was there anyway. and all that sort of stuff. Now, yeah, I have a Easter parade right here in Atlanta. They have one down there, and they have, that's when they do the race. I believe it is. Yeah, when they do the race. Anyway, I've been up there to that, and what have you. I didn't never run it, and I can't now, of course. Well, I guess I take the wheelchair up there, go wheeling off. So, well, they have one.
Yeah.
Wheelchair, yes, sir. Wheelchairs go ahead of the runners. But anyway, they have a big tab up there for sure. Alright, let's see. This is KB4QY. Let's go for more check-in. Suffix only. Alright. Well, let's go over here and get Miss Rebecca. And get her to tell us about Easter candy. That's the thing to do. Tell us about Easter candy, Becky.
It's the only Easter candy you're getting this year. Unless someone else brings it in the house. Alright, Easter candy. Easter is the second largest candy consuming holiday, with Halloween being the first. Lots and lots of chocolate Easter bunnies are produced each year, and according to most of them, we eat the year is first. The chocolate rabbit is the oldest traditional Easter candy going back to the 1800s, after Joseph Fry, a chocolatier, changed the traditional chocolate recipe. He added more cocoa butter to the cocoa powder and sugar, creating the first solid piece of chocolate. But the Easter bunny is a German tradition. Originally was a pastry and covered in chocolate. When German immigrants came to the U.S., they brought this tradition with them and founded in 1916 the Bortz Chocolate Company of Reading, Pennsylvania is believed to have been the very first to make chocolate rabbits for the public. It is believed that the first chocolate egg also came out of the early 1900s and originated in Germany. And in England, the children received chocolate eggs wrapped in fancy paper. Which jelly beans do not originate from Germany. They came from Turkey. And originated from a candy called Turkish Delights. And these were just soft, chewy candies. It wasn't until around later on that the candy makers decided to get them a little sugar shell, or anyway, this was a coating process that had been around since the 17th century and had originated in France. They used to apply candy coating to fruits and nuts. Jelly beans were popular due to their long shelf life, and said to have been given to the troops during the Civil War. Today, they come in a lot of flavors, and in some cases can be rather expensive.
the most popular non-chocolate Easter treat, and recently many regular candies are now produced in special sizes or colors for Easter, also for Halloween. And one example is the M&M's that come in pastel colors for Easter. Well, they have those colors available year-round, but you'll find those only in certain candy stores you buy, collected by the individual color. But they'll come out in the regular stores in packages with the pre-mixed pastel colors for the Easter year. And then you also have the Reese's peanut butter cups that come available in the shape of eggs. And break again, and it'll get pick up some more with these Easter candies.
All right. There we go. So the Easter candies. Well, I like the M&M's, but I like the jelly beans more than any of them. I'll give you a little story to go with that. When I was opening a repair shop and all this other stuff that I had open, I did computer programming for blind people, because at that time it took special programming. The speech synthesis was a screen reader. It didn't do that. It had to be passed through that synthesizer. So if you wanted something to talk to you, it would have to be put in the program to both print it on the screen and say it. And so it had to go twice, once for the screen and once for the audio. But we programmed like that for several years. Especially with the TI-99 computers. And I opened a company called Data World Incorporated. We incorporated it and so forth. And when I had a good buddy that just buddied around with me and everything that I'd done. And so he decided to fix me up because the current president was crazy about jelly beans. So he got a large jar and filled it with jelly beans and gave it to me. So, and that was, I think he said it was 7 packs, I think it was 7 or 8 packs, something. They went in that jar. It was quite a bit, great big old jar. And my mother got a hold of that jar and took out all the black ones, the licorice. Because I didn't like licorice, I'm still not crazy about it. But boy, my mother loved it, and she picked the licorice ones. All right, let's see. We got any check-ins here. This is KB4QY and Suffolk Sully.
6, Victor.
All righty. Yeah, gonna say I'm doubling with somebody. All right. 6, Victor. Go ahead, Gordon.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Thank you, Rebecca. Gordon, KY6V here. You just sparked my interest with a TI-99. Excuse me. I cut my teeth on a TI-99, and I got very involved with the speech processing that you were just mentioning. And I'll bet you had your hands full because you couldn't spell correctly and have it sound correct. I was living in a little area south of Miami called Homestead, spelled H-O-M-E-S-T-E-A-D. And when you typed it that way, this TI-99 would come back and say Homestead. And if you drop the E out, it sounded correct, Jim. KY6V, over.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Huh. Well, I'll tell you what to try in that TI-99. Try the vehicle. The vehicle. I was making... made a program that you could look up police calls, and you know, ten fours, good buddy. Ten fours, and that's really 10-4-0, by the way. Some people don't even know that, but it is 10-40. It ain't 10-4. But anyway, and the 10 signals used a whole lot of vehicles. Stolen vehicle, vehicle this, vehicle that. And that thing don't know how to pronounce vehicle. It calls it a bi-hitchel.
Oh, no.
Every time, it'll be bi-hitchel. And, so it took me a while to spell vehicle to where it would pronounce it correct. And a bicycle, it also didn't do good with the bicycle. That was a bicycle. I did have a time with the TI-99 speak. It was great. But by golly, I had the same friend. He was the best friend I ever had, but he's gone on to be with the Lord now. But he used to come down there and say, this is not how you spell so-and-so. I say, it is if you want it to say it right. Oh, boy. Yeah, he tickled me about that spelling. But it made the synthesizers say it right anyway. Alright, let's see if we're getting on along in the second hour here. And so let's see if we got anybody else before we get our last installment on Candy. Let's see here. Station to check in. This is KV4 QI suffix solo.
Yankee Zulu Romeo.
All right, Yankee Zulu Romeo. Start saying good afternoon. It's not good morning.
KV4 QI KC9YZR. Yeah, good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. Yeah, I was just listening to the net and just thought I'd say hello and good morning and happy Easter to those who observe it, the way I've been putting it on Facebook, because I know some people don't observe it. Even my girlfriend said, I'm Baptist. So it's okay. I don't know what what all the Baptists observe and what they don't observe. And I don't pay too close attention to it's a religious holiday only for the Catholics or anything like that. I told my girlfriend that was just, her name is Sharon, she lives in Texas, by the way, works at a place called Levine's or Lines. It's been a store for a number of years, I guess, sells clothes and shoes and stuff like that, but I told her it's just like Christmas time. I says, not everybody celebrates Christmas as a religious holiday or birth of Christ and stuff like that. They sometimes just celebrate it, just for a family get-together, getting the family together and exchanging gifts and things like that. And they have Frosty the Snowman and Santa Claus and stuff like that. about it, because I told her it's not everybody celebrates it for the same reason, in the same way. So I said, I say Happy Easter anyway, even if people don't observe it. And listening to the net, I was thinking, oh, all the things I used to do, but I haven't done it for a number of years. Like, trying to remember what that food pack, the food coloring pack was called. Pawpaws or something, I forget what it was called. you could buy in a store so you could color your eggs with. And you used to get the baskets and the artificial green grass, the plastic grass that you put in the basket and stuff like that. Easter egg hunts I used to do around here and things like that. But haven't done that for a number of years. So I just thought I'd stop by and say hello and good morning, and everyone have a great day and happy Easter and all that. KB4QY, KC9YZR.
KB4QY. I still have trouble with the old call sign. It's supposed to slip in here. Very good. And, well, yeah, the Baptist say they observe Easter. I mean, I guess Texas Baptist does, Georgia Baptist does, anyhow. I couldn't tell you about Texas Baptist. They may celebrate the Longhorn Steer or something like that, I don't know.
Jump in here real quick and say hello. I just connected in here. I don't have a whole lot of time to stick around today, but figured I'd jump in and give a quick hello and weather report nonetheless. Beautiful looking day outside here today, but the temperature is about minus 10 degrees Celsius, so it's a prize when you go outside the door anyhow, because you're expecting a nice warm day, and then you run back inside and need a jacket and a hat and a few other winter items. So anyhow, I'll take off out of here again just as quick. 73 is everybody on frequency. This is VO1UKZ, South Carolina's number, ECHO-2130, ECHO-2130, 73.
All right, very good. And very good on the ECHO-2130. We appreciate that. Sure do. And my wife is 2100, so... You're pretty close to her. Alright. Additional stations. This is KB4QI. Alrighty. Let's go back over here to Miss Becky and she'll give us the remainder of Easter candy. KB4QX, KB4QI.
Thank you, Jim. And before I cycle the last bit of information on the candy, you had, of course, now my mind goes, we're talking about the celebration, different ways to celebrate with the holiday. And whether it's a religious Easter is a religious holiday for you, whether it's called Easter or something else, or it's the Easter Bunny type holiday, or the religious holiday, or just an observance of the springtime, or however you celebrate your Easter, I wish you a wonderful day with you, your family, your loved ones, your friends, with the people that you have around you. Right, I'm going to finish up with the information on the candy, and we'll turn it back over to Jim. All right, when taking a bite into a chocolate bunny, 76% of Americans prefer to bite off the ears first, 5% eat the feet first, and 4% eat the tail first. During the Easter season, Americans buy more than 700 million peeps. Making peeps the most popular non-chocolate Easter candy, which was a surprise to me, because I figured it had been something else. Adults prefer milk chocolate, 65% of them, over dark chocolate, 27%. 86% would prefer having chocolate bunnies instead of a live rabbit. Well, that makes an awful lot of sense, because a live rabbit is going to be hanging around there, and you've got to take care of it. But anyway, that is a bigger responsibility. It's not just a basket stuffer like some people seem to think it is. Every day throughout the year, 5 million marshmallow chicks and bunnies are produced in preparation for Easter. 16 billion jelly beans are made specifically for Easter, which is enough to fill a plastic egg the size of a 9-story building. Kids prefer red jelly beans. 75% are willing to do extra chores for more Easter candy. 57% of kids get up super early on Easter to see what the Easter Bunny has brought them. 80% of the parents carry on tradition of the Easter Bunny by preparing a surprise Easter basket filled with goodies for their children. 90% of adults hope for their own Easter treat. The first chocolate eggs were made in Germany in the 19th century and remain one of the most popular Easter candies today. Solid chocolate bunnies are flavored, followed closely by hollow chocolate bunnies, marshmallow-filled bunnies, and other Easter bunny candies. All right, I will stop it there with candy, but reading through this, it reminded me of a special time for my son and I. He had gotten big enough that he knew about the Easter Bunny, and he knew about Santa Claus. But he wasn't ready to give up the fun part of that holiday. So it was, Mom had a... You be Easter Bunny and Santa Claus for me, and I'll be Easter Bunny and Santa Claus for you. And that got to be pretty interesting. And so I received things like dartboard, something that he and I could play with together, a race car set, But I also got things that were specific for me, like a massage for my back or something like that. So he actually did pretty good. So for those of you who are approaching that time, where especially when the kids are not wanting to turn loose in the tradition, but they that's an idea you can explore. Of course, I had to found fun both of it, but that was all right too. We had a set amount to work with. It's interesting to see what they'll do with it. And we had a ball. We had a ball. So anyway, I'm going to back over to Jim. Mr. K, V4QI, this is KV4QX.
All right, KV4 Quad John. And we'll try one more time for check-ins. Why don't y'all tell me I had a loose antenna? I just noticed while Becky was talking, and now I ain't got that noise in the background that I had. Nice. I think it was almost unscrewed, but I didn't even know it. Alright, check-ins. Last call for check-ins. This is KV4QI. Suffix only. Alright, well, I'll tell you, it's been my pleasure to have been your net control for today. And now, you have the good opportunity to hear the commercial. See, we have a commercial on here too. And that is that we need net controls and help with the running of South Cars. And we wish that everybody would sit back and think about it a little bit. You don't have to run mini-net, as far as that goes. You can run one every 2 or 3 months, and that would be a help. It really would. We've had a lot of nets that Kathy has run or Gordon has run simply because there wasn't nobody else. So, let's give them a little bit of relief there and get in there and help. And being a net control is something that's a great thing to do in ham radio. It's a lot of fun to start with. And it makes you better prepared for operating in the case of an emergency. And so that's really what we're supposed to be trained for. That's the reason we have all these frequencies for bands and all that we can operate, is because it makes so many trained operators in the case of an emergency. And we do have them from time to time, unfortunately. But a lot of emergencies have been greatly reduced the amount of damage simply because there was a ham there. So you can be a ham, and you certainly can be a net control. And you don't have to do it very often at all. In fact, you may do it one time and you just don't like it. And but I think everybody ought to try it once and find out, hey, how about this? It's kind of nice. So we do need your help. And if you'll get in touch with Cassie or Gordon, or you can send an email, and the email address VOIP at VOIPnet.southstars.com. And that will get the information in to Gordon or Kathy. Or you can just do it a whole lot simpler than that, Max, to push to talk anytime and see who's aboard and tell them you'd like to try. And they'll get you pointed in the right direction, I guarantee you. All right, there's your commercial for you. And I certainly hope that you'll be a part of it here.
Well, guys and gals, he's done it. He's timed out. I guess he's back up here today. I should jump in. I'm sure he'll unkey in a moment, so let's give him just a moment or two and see if he'll recycle. This is KY6V for South Cars. Well, he's still going. Well, while I've got it, let me add to what Jim was saying. We are in definite need of some additional NCSs, but we have some other positions too that you might be interested in. We've got a number of things going on, obviously, on a daily basis in the administration area of South Cars. And this includes our website and database management, and we have a hospitality area that you might be interested in. That's meeting and greeting the new people that check in on our server and making them welcome and giving them whatever information that they currently don't know and directing them to our website for further information, etc. Programming is also a very interesting job here with South Cars, putting together programs such as you heard today. Jim, I see you finally let loose of the button, you rascal. You had to put me to work, didn't you? KY6V to Mr. Georgia.
I sure did. Oh, well. You took care of it, so you did all right. Oh, but you said it what I said too. So that was good. Pleasant good afternoon to all. Been my pleasure to be with you, and we'll see you on another net. By the way, my alternate net control, as you can see, was Gordon. KY6 Victor. And we'll talk to you again soon. KB4QY. Good afternoon, dog. The net is